Hello,
Hello.
everyone.
Nice to see you, Andreas. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, it's a long time ago since I was able to take part in any of these meetings, so
I
that's
know.
good.
You must be busy.
Yeah.
I've been imagining it's the implementation, but maybe it's something else.
No, it very much is. Even
Yeah.
though we postponed it till September, it's still a lot. And working with the linked data integration very much currently, so that's fun, but
Cool.
new territories.
Oh, we'll be excited to hear how it all goes. Hi, Tamika. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jeremy. Yeah, I'm just trying to read up on the previous agendas, which I have
Well, you
not
haven't missed
looked so
too much.
closely at.
Yeah, we had a slow start in the new year. We didn't meet in January at all, which I think is okay. There's just always so much going on. And then Nancy and I were still getting used to the cadence of the meetings and the scheduling and all that good stuff.
Yep.
So today, Nancy is on vacation, so she won't be joining us today. But we were able to get together a quick draft to edit, and I saw there are comments. I haven't looked at anything yet, so it'll be great to look at it together. Some updates, though, before we dive in to Wolfcon planning is that I heard from the Discovery SIG this morning, West Coast time. I think those folks might be on US East Coast time. But they cannot meet April 10th, but they can meet on the 21st. So I've bumped that a week. I've added my name to take notes during that session as best I can. And thanks, Charlotte, for signing up to take notes today. And just as a reminder, we were hoping to structure note-taking a little bit more. For our 2 times a month meeting. So if you're willing and able to sign up to take notes, that would be really helpful. And if not, that's okay. There are recordings of these meetings, and if I ever need to, on occasion, I have gone back and revisited the recording to get info I needed. But if you're able to take notes, please sign up, and I'll add my name to a few more. Yeah. So maybe if we have time at after the Wolfcon planning, we can talk a little bit about the Discovery SIG and what we might want to talk about with them and just think we have more time now, which is great. But that was just another thing I wanted to touch base on, and I wanted to check in on this doc. So really our primary focus for the last month or so has been on two spreadsheets or tables. This first one, the Folio LOD SIG primary URI. So we had seen this wonderful demo, and now we actually have it at Stanford in our stage environment, the instant source URI field. And very excited about it. Yeah, super psyched. Able to see BlueCore and Synopia data being populated in Folio and the URI being in a logical, useful place. So exciting. And then, right around the time that that was demoed, we started having questions about if we wanted more URIs in inventory or not. So, priorities are always shifting in the linked data landscape. So, this was started a while ago. And since then, Cornell has decided this is not as high of a priority as it used to be. And Laura, I just kind of typed notes based on our last call, but if there's a better way to phrase this, please feel free to edit it directly.
I will do that.
Thank you. Because I was like, well, I'm just writing down how I have it in my head, and that doesn't mean it's right or the best wording. And then a few institutions went in and organizations and listed what their priorities were or were not. So if this is important to you, if you could fill it out, and if it isn't, if you could list your name under not interested or it's not top of mind right now, that would also be helpful so that we know kind of where this sits on the urgency scale, or what might need more discussion later on. Did I leave anything out? Questions?
Just a comment that I had missed this one, and it's a priority for us, and I'll be sure to add our prioritizations in the spreadsheet as soon as possible.
Okay, that's
We talked
great.
about this today. Like, why isn't
Oh,
this linked in inventory? That would be great if this was linked. Anyhow,
wow.
so
Okay.
yep.
Would it be overkill to ask for people to share use cases? Maybe not in this document because we, but that would help us think about, I mean, currently we don't have use cases, but maybe we're missing something.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Maybe we can
And
go through this page and then make a complementary or further down on this document, start a use cases section.
And I don't want people to spend a whole lot of time with details, just sort of the general, like this is why we want them, or this is how we envision them being useful.
Yeah, I can see a new table that's just each institution that's listed priorities and then column use case. And we can even do bullets, like, you know. Yeah, that'd be great. Great. That's really helpful to know, Andreas. Thanks. Okay, so there's this one. And then we also have the settings page requirements. So this is for Jira issues UX prod 5665, 5668. I think it also relates to. Ooh, I'm going off of memory. 52, 27, and 28. Charlotte wrote them, check me. But
So I
these.
think it's only the first two you mentioned,
Okay, the ones
55.
listed here at the top. Okay, cool. Thank you. So these are for helping configure mockups for and planning work around editor settings. Charlotte, do you want to say anything more about? You will do a better job explaining than I will.
So it is for implementing the functionality, and then Alvaro promised that he would do the UX mockups. So these UX mockups are to illustrate what is the result we are to implement. So when he needs to update these UX mockups a little bit, they're still missing some details. And when they are ready, then we can write up the Jira tickets for doing the work. And yeah, hopefully the citation team can do it, but it sounded on Alvaro that it's not gonna be for Trillium, but then maybe it can be later in as a Trillium service patch. So it's still so, but we need to have the tickets written up.
Okay. Great. That's great. We won't be on Trillium for a bit, I don't think.
No,
Jeremy
okay.
is here. Maybe Jeremy can clarify. But that's helpful. So it doesn't feel like a delay for us. I would say it's that sounds great. So we have added screen dumps for so no the current prototype for Blue Core. I'm still seeing. Okay, so we need them from Libris, jCricket. I don't know. And I did Synopia, and we don't have Marva, LC Marva. So I would just say if you're able to add those, and I don't see Tiziana yet, so maybe I can help remind people. What are these screen dumps being used for again?
So it is to illustrate where is then, if you click that button, where are you landing? So
Okay.
it's very practical.
Okay.
Who from Library of Congress should we try to ping? I can ping Nate directly if it's Nate is who comes to mind for me. I think he's okay. the most active in Folio. Okay. Let me see if I can write an email and explain for him, and then see if we can get that input from the Marvel editor.
That would be great.
Okay. We can put it as an action item, and then,
Okay.
for me, I'll see what I can do.
Tamika asks, we will be on Sunflower this summer, starting the linked data editor and exploring functions. Anything we should be aware of or that can be of use that I can bring to the group?
So,
Tamika, do you mean the linked data app in Folio?
yes, we're starting the linked data editor in Folio. And I guess just is there anything you guys would want to know? I know everybody's on different iterations.
Yeah, that would be great. Laura's suggesting maybe speaking with Alvaro a little bit, but I
Oh,
think
okay.
if you would love to share your experience using it with our group, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Just let me know when and I will put you on the calendar. That would be great.
Okay. Thank
That would be great. Yeah, I
you.
would want to know everything you think about it. I don't know what others think.
Okay.
Quick question. As I have understood it, then the linked data editor is also being launched with Trillium. So it's not even in Sunflower.
Okay.
But I can, but I know the Citation team has done so many UX prod features for the Trillium release. So if you go in and it's right now, it's not in Folio Snapshot, it's not in any of the usual reference environments. But Andreas, you have tested as well, so maybe you know better.
Yeah, I think there's a beta version in
Okay.
Sunflower. So I think I don't know how much of the new work they've done for Trillium that they may have backported. I have no idea. I haven't looked at that for quite a long time since we decided not to use it. So I'm not really keeping track of the progress, but it's something for Alvaro, I think.
Oh, so is beta in Sunflower? Or that just depends on if you turn it on.
Yeah, you need
Okay.
to actually have it enabled.
Okay, I'll make sure they do that.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I guess then it just sounds like to keep in mind that the functionality for later releases might be different, like all Folio apps really. But if you look at this calendar, Tamika, and you want to start just brainstorming a date of when you might want to, the dates for all of our meetings throughout the year, hopefully they're all correct, are there, and you can pick one and we'll add you in. And no rush. I mean, whenever, but that would be great. I would love
Thank
to.
you.
Yeah, thanks for offering. Okay, great. So I'll try to ping Tiziana and we'll talk to Nate at LC, and Andreas will help with Libris, and then I think we're good. Yay. This is very exciting work. I'm very excited about this. Okay, so moving on. Any other housekeeping before we do that? Questions? Updates? Hi, Jen. I saw you joined us. Okay, so let's get into the draft. Nancy sent me a wonderful outline towards the end of the day. Yes, well, actually, she sent it to me earlier in the day. And then I kind of took her bullets and came up with a very simple and rather short proposal. And I haven't looked at any comments. So, is this rewrite from Tiziana? Or did someone else do this writing?
It looks like it might be something Tiziana did using AI.
Cool. Okay, so maybe we can take a minute and just read it together. I will drop a link to this in the chat. Everyone should have the ability to view and edit it, but if you don't, please let me know. Ooh.
Interesting bullet with tensions between graph-based editing environments and record-based systems. Sounds like something pulled out of its hat. Yeah, interesting.
Oh.
Typical
Maybe we
AI.
should look at your proposal first
Yeah, let's start
before
there.
we look at
Some of the
the
bullets were interesting, but not that one.
It's so well, I is so in English, so well spoken. I'm
Yeah,
like
but
amazed just by its use of grammar. Okay, so long story short, the last time we met, we had talked about doing a hybrid panel. So we would talk about the work that we've done over the year. Essentially, Nancy and I's thinking was the last few years we've done pre-conference workshops, which were really helpful. But we kind of thought we might try something different this year, which would be to a more outward-facing participation. So, you know, we know I even though all of us are working at a clip and it's hard to keep up with everyone, I think generally we this the conference is a good opportunity to give updates, but also maybe taking our work and sharing it with the wider Folio community and making them aware of the work we're doing and maybe inviting some more collaboration. So we were going to start by explaining the makeup of our group. So I tried to say, you know, we have a wide range of organizations and practitioners and use cases. So sort of hinting at Tiziana's where we have multiple editors, multiple groups, multiple stakeholders and interests. It's not as if we're only one type of linked data implementation. And as part of our work, we brainstorm, we collaborate, we work towards developing things, we implement things, we highlight and rally around our converging needs. And that's one of the things that I really love about this group. My participation in other Folio SIGs is not as consistent as this one, but what I notice is that we all seem to have this really great ability to find out what we have in common and then act on it, which is so cool. Like there isn't so much variety that it's difficult to come to consensus, and the things that we need, we're going to use them in different ways, but we do need some core infrastructure, which is really cool. And that's not to say other groups aren't good at that either. It's just I feel like we are especially fast at coming to those agreements, which is really a breath of fresh air in a lot of ways. And then so after going over kind of who we are and what we've done over the last year, we would transition to a panel. And then I tried to say, you know, we would give context for our work, describe it, talk about the new instant source URI. I don't know if you all have had feedback at your institutions about it. Those who catalog and mark primarily at Stanford had some feedback for it that I was like not really anticipating that it would like jump out at people or interfere with certain macros people had running in Folio. But it did, and we talked about it and it was fine. But it was the first time I heard, like, well, I don't catalog in linked data, so why is this interesting for me? Which is good for me to hear from time to time. Plans for the future, how to get involved, and then we would close the panel discussion with information. So sort of what Nancy did at last year's pre-conference, where she had taken like all of the thoughts of the day and summarized them for us as a SIG, kind of looking at the conference as a whole and saying, I see how this ties into our work. Maybe discovery is a natural place for us to go, but maybe there are other places like inventory or MMSIG. So yeah, it's very, I think it's rather short. It's a little bit vague. Actually, I mean, is it too short? Should we write something
No,
longer like this?
the proposals are typically just from 2 to 7 lines or something. So
Oh,
your
okay.
proposal is actually in the longer. And so we, I'd say the other abstract is would be very, very heavy suddenly.
Okay.
So, and I will say I 100% agree that you are, you know, this framing of the conversation that we are all, you know, having different editors, but none of us are pre we are not preaching any solution.
Yeah.
We are finding the commonalities.
Yeah, beyond open data. We can get preachy about that, maybe. That's the
Okay,
only thing
cool.
I can think of. Laura? I
Carly,
was going to say
absolutely.
something similar to Charlotte about the length, but I also think that being a little vague is not bad
Okay.
because that allows us to refine at the last minute and focus on whatever is really going to be the most relevant and useful at the time. But I think this gives people a good idea of what they could expect if they came to this session.
Hi, Tiziana. Sorry about the time confusion and everything. And thank you for adding these notes. We were just going through everything.
No, I'm sorry for confusion. I think that you already have the Easter time and we have not. So I thought,
Oh.
okay, I'm sorry for this.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I had a meeting this morning with many of the members are in Europe, and it was an hour later than it typically is for me. And I was like, oh, this is so nice. I can sleep an extra hour. And I didn't think about it for this meeting, so I'm sorry. Okay. Is there anything missing or anything that should be reworded? And I am terrible at titles. I really appreciate the title from the AI. Sometimes I notice, though, that if everyone uses AI for their titles, the titles start looking the same. So I have become a little bit cautious about it, but I like that title. We could add open.
If we could get something, I will think about what words might be able to reflect this. I loved the point you made about us focusing on common needs, despite different approaches. Commonality, I don't know. It is like to me that's part of the ethos of Folio when Folio is working well as a community.
Editors, integration pathways. It's almost like I want to say editors, community pathways, and implementation progress.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds better. Yes.
My soapbox is implementation. It's like we just have to get some implementation stuff off the ground.
Maybe
Cool.
we can skip progress and then just end implementation.
Yeah, I like that. There's an interesting conversation that is just bubbling up. Yay, thanks, Jeremy. For Stanford internally, between our discovery team and someone from EBSCO, not Alvaro, about the linked data app. And I mentioned like having questions about build and if we needed a build to bib frame mapping. And I know that's not here, like as part of this, but it's just something I'm thinking of. Because part of me wants to say bib frame implementation, but that's not necessarily true for every Folio library either. So I guess we don't need to be that specific.
No, it's probably better to be a bit vague there.
Okay. Is the other question I had for everyone is presenters. So I think we talked about this in our last meeting of who was attending, likely to attend, and maybe we can talk about that again, and also who would be comfortable listing themselves as a panelist or a co-presenter. I can submit it. I put in my request to attend WolfCon in person. I have not been approved yet. But it's likely that I'll go to WolfCon, and Nancy may not, but she may go to WolfCon. There's also the Bitframe Workshop in Europe, so we kind of have to be cognizant of all the different places we're supposed to be and all the money we're asking for. And the fact that there's different amounts available. So, is anyone comfortable or want to be on the panel, or a facilitator of the panel, or comfortable listed as a presenter? And then we'll sort of figure out roles after we're accepted or once travel funding has been secured.
I'm fine with that. I can be a panelist, presenter, whatever. I expect to go. Not approved either, but we would be very surprised if it was a problem. So
Okay. I will be there too, but I prefer to be in the panel, but not with a central role. So something
okay.
that is not in organizing, but no, I can support the organization, of course, and present something, but not leading the panel if it's possible.
Okay, thank you.
I will be there anyway.
Okay.
And I think, Kelly, it's all fine if you list yourself as so you submit and you list yourself as the main presenter, even that you are, have not gotten that final approval. I
Okay.
don't have neither, but I'm also acting like I'm coming. So,
Okay.
you know, we simply have to get things moving here.
That's true. May I add your name, Charlotte, or would you rather not be on the panel or presenter?
Yeah, you can add my name. Yeah. Then
I'm also acting
we'll
like
figure
I'm
out what to
coming.
talk about.
I'm also acting like I'm coming, so you can put my name on. And Callie, if I am there, I'm happy to help to co-facilitate if that's helpful.
Awesome.
I'm also happy to be the person who is keeping track of all the remote attendees and panelists, if I'm able to be there, which
That would be great.
making a case for.
That would be super helpful. LD4 conference taught me so much. I thought initially when I chaired that conference, oh, we don't need a we had three people facilitating every session. And I was like, that's so many people. But you have one person on the chat, one person on the Slack, one person talking. It makes a world of a difference. It's so helpful.
Yeah, I think the only way we can do hybrid, not, I won't even say well, but passably, is to have people really dedicated to facilitating the interaction between those who are remote and those who are in person.
Yeah. Anyone else?
So now, Alvaro is not here today, but we maybe should just check in with him if he what his interest is.
I think I'm going to be at WolfCon Valley, so you could add me as a presenter. I don't really want to facilitate.
Okay. Great. I think Alvaro said he was going and
Going.
willing to do it, but I will double check because you just
Yes.
never want to add someone's name. Oh, great,
Uh,
Tamika.
when is it this fall?
Yes, it's in September. Me see.
Okay.
Do I have a window? I have so many windows open. I'm just seeing if there's a chance I already have it up. 2026.
Okay.
It's the first week in September. So the pre-conference workshops are on August 31st, and then the conference itself is the first, I think the first through the third.
They are on Monday. Yeah, the pre-conference workshops are in person only and on Monday, August 31st. So first through the third.
But we are doing a regular session, right?
Yeah. And
Because I'm not going to the workshops. It's that has been skipped for us.
I have reviewed this spreadsheet and found it, or spreadsheet, slide deck, and found it very helpful. The form is also really great. I love the software they're using. I don't remember last year if it was the same or not, but I particularly love this year's submission form. I don't know whoever I should tell that to. It's so good. It's so easy. But I think I'm selecting this in-person, hybrid, full panel session. It's a little confusing, but I think this is the one we want. Would you all agree? I think this is because we don't want presenters virtual full, and we don't want short session, and we don't want a pre-conference workshop. Is this big
I
enough?
agree. Yeah, I agree. At least 50 minutes.
Yeah.
I agree too.
Okay.
Yeah, more than likely I'd probably be hybrid. But yeah.
Okay. Great.
And I'll figure out something to present if I have to.
And we'll talk about it more. We'll plan typically how it's worked in the past. And I think it's worked really well. We've had done a pre-conference full day, I believe full day, both were full day, or the first year was a half day. But we talked about it leading up to the conference and really figured out who was going to do what. And it was very cohesive. And I think they were really nice sessions. So there'll be support along the way. We won't just, the first step is really submitting this, getting accepted, and then we can circle back and figure out how we want to. Who wants to talk about what kind of questions we want to ask each other so everyone can prepare and feel confident.
Sounds good.
Yay, great. Okay, so I'll try to do this week. I think it's due on the 25th, and I got halfway through the submission and I thought I'll see if it saves what I do and lets me come back later. And it is, and it's emailing me, remember your submission. So it's really great. Process. I need those reminders. And I'm glad it saved what I did, which was just enter my name, basically. Cool.
Kelly, will
Okay.
you share the guidelines in the chat? The WolfCon?
Let me go here.
The link to that. Cool.
Yeah, I thought this was so great. And in slide format is also really nice because it's like visual and you don't have to feel like you're reading an essay, which I always appreciate. Love the fact that anyone tells you what they're looking for is helpful, but this format I found particularly digestible. Okay. So, with the remaining time, perhaps we can talk a little bit about the Discovery SIG meeting. So, the 21st will be a Tuesday. So, it will be this time next month. On the 21st, April. Would it help if I read the initial ask to the group? Okay, so let me open up my Slack and see if I can find the message. It was in our main channel initially, and then they had just slide messaged me or side messaged me. So Nicole Trujillo from the Discovery SIG writes, EBSCO has been testing out some linked data elements in Discovery, like author pages and sites cited by. We are reaching out to them to see if they would like to discuss these features in further detail, and we'll let you know what we hear. We were also wondering if the linked data SIG is interested in having a discussion sometime this summer. So we're meeting a little sooner than that, I guess, depending on where you are, about the development of the linked data app in Folio and the various ways it might impact user resource discovery. I know I haven't been keeping up with the app development. I'm
Keeping up with
very
the app
excited.
development.
Hi, Alvaro.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I had just a meeting that was changed at last hour. So
That's okay.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're just talking about the Discovery SIG that wants to meet with us on April 21st. The date has changed. And so I was just reading what Nicole had written to us. Nicole is at the University of Colorado Boulder, which I believe our former co-convener, Chris Long, was there. right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's great. It'll be nice to have someone from Boulder back in the group, even if temporarily. So, yeah, what do you all think? Had you heard about this? I hadn't heard about this. The author cards.
Did she say what environment that was? Was that EDS? Is that locate? Is that... Because my first thought honestly was, well, that's similar to something that we do at Cornell in Blacklight. Not the cards, but the, well, yeah, kind of a card for authors pulling from various sources.
She did not say. Alvaro, do you know where the
No.
author cards, is it what platform?
Oh, let's see.
You know, I should know if it's, we actually use EDS for our e-resources. We use Blacklight for our catalog data, but we have EDS implemented, so I should be able to look at our EDS and see if that's there.
I know that EDS. Yeah, I have something called a scholarly graph, and I don't know because I'm kind of it's not my area, but I know they use a knowledge graph and they have information about authors, so maybe that's it. Yeah, they display I don't know how they make it, but they make a small knowledge graph for the author. That's what I know about it. Yeah, exactly, scholarly graph. Maybe that's what they mean with by author card.
Yeah, that's possible. People pages.
Yeah, that's the name I heard. People pages.
That would be very interesting. Because a question I had, I did hear about this, and one question I had about this, it didn't seem like people could edit the data that's being used for this graph, that it's the I was confused if this was a product or not. Like, is this something you would subscribe to and then the data would be used in those features? Or is this something that libraries would have the ability to edit if there were issues like in the OpenAlex data or the Crossref data, or maybe EBSCO's doing cleaning? That's a little off topic, but that's.
I don't know how open is this. I'm not sure. I know it exists, but I never took the time to research on that. But I will have to too because we'll start developing authority edit capabilities starting on June, and that's people. So, that's something I had like in my schedule after Trillium is released to check on that, like how we can edit people from external sources. I don't have an idea, and also I think that this thing about external editors or external tools might be useful, but that's it's more like a feeling, you know, because I hadn't made the research. But we are going that way at least with the link that I editor, because authority is people.
So it sounds like it could be many things. It could be the use of that authority data in Folio. It could be the scholarly graph. So we need to ask her and confirm where. And my second question, Alvaro, is can you show us that in the future, in the near future? Maybe in like May, the authorities for people like data. Can you show us that soon?
I think the we start actual development on June. So I guess I
Oh.
could show something in July.
Okay, that would
That
be
would be
great.
the
Yeah, whenever you're
yeah.
ready. I'm sorry, I misunderstood and thought it would be ready in June, but you're saying the
No,
development's
no.
going to start in June.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, we are just we are starting planning.
Okay.
Like last week we started.
Okay. Are there issues we can follow? I'm just very curious about it because that's my primary role at Stanford. I'm authorities and entity management, so this is like my sweet spot. If you have any Jira issues, just as a personal, I would love to see them when you're ready or
Awesome.
when they come together.
Yeah. I will ask you. Yeah,
Okay.
for sure, because
Thank you.
I'm sure we will bump into a lot of issues. Yeah, and also I'm wondering, and I don't know also how to manage that, but that relates with external like ontologies or
Right.
vocabularies outside the BigFrame. So yeah, I still don't know also how to handle that, but
Yeah.
yeah, I will reach out to you totally.
I would love that. I've been thinking about these things, but I have known, I mean, I'm talking about it, but to know you're working on it is very helpful. Because yeah, Mads RDF, for example, instead of the,
Exactly.
yeah. Cool. Okay, so I don't know where that leaves us. So we have one question about where the actual cards are going, like what the actual project is. But are there things that we want to communicate to them that we're hoping for? I mean, we've talked about discovery in this group before. Does
Well,
anyone? Oh, sorry, I'll wrap.
from the editor perspective, it has to do with the UI and how we communicate with the UI and how data can be actually shared. I know that we need to open the graph. We still don't. I guess that there should be expectations from the discovery seek, like what information they expect to have or to have access to, like are they like expecting like a full notes to be open? What format are they expecting to be stuff in? Like, are they expecting something like what Library of Congress has, like, or something like BIAF has? It's like small links at the end. I don't know. That kind of stuff could be interesting. No.
Yeah, I agree. The nuts and bolts of what they actually would use and how to get
Yeah,
access. But
exactly.
I'm thinking about APIs. I don't know why.
True. Yeah, APIs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, what like properties they're expecting to fetch or classes and are they thinking just BigFrame? Are they thinking RDA registry or something else? It's relevant to.
Does anyone know if the discovery sig is like our sig in that they have multiple ways of doing discovery, but they all semi-seek similar things, or are they rallied around a particular discovery tool or platform like Viewfind or Blacklight, or is it a, it sounded in the past to me like a mix. Okay, Jen says multiple. Thank you.
Well, anything to do with discovery is basically indexing. How would you index things so that the discovery tool would make sense of the linked data? No matter what type of it you have, you need to index it somehow to make sense to whichever search engine in the discovery solution uses. I'm sure there's plenty of knowledge about how to make graph data flattened out into an index. We do it, sure. ShareVD does it. Sure, there's a lot of others, but there's no currently no one, any one of the current discovery solutions that can index that. So that would be my perspective. One of the first things: how can we get one of them, at least anyone, to try an indexed something, some variety of BibFrame or some other version of linked data, and see how that would work out, basically. Could be WooFind or Blacklight, or could be EDS, or it could be something else.
Yeah.
That is something we are very interested in at Cornell, thinking about trying to move toward production because we don't want to create like BibFrame to convert to Marc.
Yeah.
It feels like a chicken egg situation.
Tiziana, I see your hand. I was hoping you might say something.
I'm sorry because I'm sick, so this is an additional issue. I was thinking to what Andreas was saying, and this comes to my mind the fact that with index data, we are managing a pilot project for PALCI network, PALCI Consortium. And within this pilot, we also have an integration between entities produced using the LOD platform, so the share family components, and WooFind. So it could be an interesting mix, and this could be an interesting test about how these two components, one that is originally focused on entity that is share, and the second one that is originally focused on record that is WooFind, can work together. So I think that at a certain time we can, I hope that we can demo something or discuss about this, the result of this.
That would be amazing. I would love to see that because my mind went to the discussions I've heard in two places, the Blue Core discussions around indexing BibFrame, but also the MMSIG talking about indexing Marc and how those two will interact. And I was thinking more on the back end, but the front, the discovery aspect is exactly the same type of thing. So I would love to see that. That would be great. And I'm sure the Discovery SIG would too be if they haven't already seen it, because that's such a great intersection of our interests. That's so cool. Thank you. Okay, so we have about 10 minutes left. It sounds like I will look through our notes and this recording and make sure that the questions we have for them and the comments are kind of captured in advance so we can review them next week before we meet with them on the 21st. And if there's anything we should gather, like anything we can share with them, relative links, I will look and see if I have anything. I don't know if I do. And I don't want to front load it too much. Like, whatever kind of organic conversation we have, there may be new things that surface, but clarity on where this discovery, these discovery enhancements are happening, what kind of data they're working with, what kind of data they want to work with, and is it what we're making? Is it what we're indexing? And what kinds of experiments or pilots or current work is being done by this group in the area of discovery that might be relevant? I've seen other SIGs do like crossover presentations and demos, so maybe we could get together for something like that with them, so we can see the viewfind and the share together. That might be kind of a cool thing to do, and so you don't have to do it twice. But I don't know if there's other things that come to mind, we can keep adding to our list. But that sounds like it'll be a really good discussion. Andreas, are you all indexing the already? Do you have a? I'm thinking back to a presentation I saw at the BibFrame workshop in Europe last year that was pretty. I think they had just talked about types, content types in the discovery interface.
We index. We use Elasticsearch for most of our front end, both cataloging editor and the front ends, but it's basically the same search index for both of them. So we do a lot of stuff there to make it presentable, but it's basically flattening out the linked data into regular JSON to be able to be read by Elasticsearch. And currently, the last I've heard about it was trying to decrease the size of the indexes because we index the same things over and over in some ways. So we're looking at making that smaller, but that's details. Not my area of expertise per se, but we'll probably find out more and have something to talk about when we meet then.
That would be really helpful. And we have Elasticsearch in Sinopia. We're calling it Sinopia Classic. I don't know if we could keep doing that, but the Sinopia that currently exists outside of BlueCore. Maybe Jeremy, we could share some stuff about what we're doing with the BlueCore database.
Sure. I mean, we're using sort of Postgres has really improved its searching and full text searching, particularly with JSON objects. So in BlueCore, instead of having a separate search layer with its own stack, we've been using and having some success with using Postgres and its indexing. So, but yeah, I'd be happy to talk about that.
That would be great, especially as we gear up to make change, like get it to the MVP state. That would be really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be very interesting to hear about. So we both have Postgres and Elasticsearch index. What's what? And then we have Sparkle on the side, and yeah. So it's like where does the data actually live? Yeah.
And this is the same for our architecture because also we have Postgres, Solr, or Elasticsearch, and the Triplo Store. So, and I think that also the Library of Congress has the same architecture, if I
Yeah.
remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that's true. Great. Okay, so to be continued. So I will submit our proposal. Thank you so much for your contributions to that. And then our next meeting will be on April 10th, which is a Friday. 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. Hopefully that time zone converter works. I need to get in the habit of having UTC or European Central Time, something, a third, but my brain it's at its limits. Not that that's a good excuse. But I think that's all for today, unless there's any other comments or questions. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. We'll see you next month and we'll be in touch in Slack if anything comes up.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh,
Thank
before
you.
you leave,
Bye-bye.
all of you, now Alvaro is here.
So we could ask
Oh yeah.
about attending the WolfCon. Then we
Thank you,
maybe
Charlotte. Yeah,
if you pull
I'll
up the notes, I have put in that question mark in
Oh,
the
great.
notes, and then we can add it.
Alvaro, I think you said this.
You have to refresh.
I think you confirmed this the last time we met, but just to double check, may we list you as a panelist and a presenter for our WolfCon presentation?
Yes, please. I
Okay.
have like 80% of certainty that I will be going.
Okay, great. That'll be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great
Yeah,
week.
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye.